KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A woman is being held in Philadelphia pending a detention hearing on charges she tried to join the Islamic State group.
According to an FBI affidavit, Keona Thomas called herself Young Lioness and tweeted posts such as "Death becomes a wedding." She applied for a passport in February and on March 26th bought a round-trip ticket to fly to Barcelona, but was arrested days before the flight was supposed to leave. Authorities said Thomas communicated with an Islamic State group fighter in Syria who asked if she wanted to be part of a martyrdom operation. She replied, "The opportunity would be amazing." I'm Ed Donahue.
Two suburban Chicago men who are U.S. citizens have been indicted on charges accusing them of plotting a terror attack on an Illinois military facility. Prosecutors allege one of them sent internet messages vowing to cause as much mayhem as possible. The alleged plan was for him to travel abroad to join Islamic State fighters while his older cousin attacked a military installation in Illinois. Hardliners in Iran and the Israeli government both condemned the framework deal on curbing Tehran's nuclear program from opposite directions, but for the same reason. The agreement, they say, gives away too much. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf, was asked about the demand by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that any final nuclear deal with Iran recognize Israel's right to exist.
"This is an agreement that is only about the nuclear issue. We have purposefully kept that separate from every other issue. That issue is complicated enough to deal with on its own. No, this is an agreement that doesn't deal with any other issues, nor should it."
A San Diego man who ran a revenge porn website where people could post images of others and then charge victims to remove nude images and personal information has been sentenced to 18 years in state prison. This is AP Radio News. Michigan State is the odd team out, but earned its way in a Final Four that features three top-seeded teams.
Looking at the 7th-seeded Spartans' 27-11 record, it would be easy to question whether they're overmatched in comparison to Duke, Wisconsin, and Kentucky. But Coach Tom Izzo's team has come on strong down the stretch.
"The teams we beat at the end of the year, the Big Ten tournament, and I think we played maybe the toughest four teams to get here. So we've earned our right."
The Spartans have won 12 of their last 15, including NCAA tournament wins over Georgia, Virginia, Oklahoma, and Louisville. And if they need any more underdog inspiration, all they have to do is look back at UConn last year, the first number 7 seed to win the national championship. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
In Italy, Pope Francis lamented the persecution of Christians as he presided over a Good Friday procession at the Colosseum. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.